Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here, back with another interview episode. Today in the guest chair, I am chatting with Robbie R. Smith, the CEO of RB Pest Solutions. In a male-dominated field, she is trailblazing her way to the top, creating a legacy business, and assisting with economic growth in her community. She'll always tell you she didn't choose pest control chose her. She's given the pest management industry a facelift by managing a successful pest control-based service, as well as opening a pest retail store in the community, and now launching her own pest product line, RB Premium Products. The first product she's introduced to the world is Bug Strike, which is an all-natural insecticide for insects. As a result, major retailers, aka one of them being Home Depot, are trying to get their hands on this product. So you're hearing it here first. Bug Strike has found its first home on HomeDepot.com, making Robbie R. the first Black woman in Home Depot with a bug spray. She's juggling two rapidly growing companies and making history doing so. In today's episode, we'll get into how she pivoted from what she went to school for to start this pest management service-based business and product line and retail location, how she's doing it and doing it profitably. So let's get right into it. Welcome Robbie to the guest chair.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, my best interviews always start with a little technical difficulty. So here we go. We're in for a great conversation. We worked it out. So I never in my life really even considered looking in this industry for a Side Hustle Pro guest, right? And then you came across my feed on Instagram and I said, wait a minute, this is amazing. You are doing something that no one typically thinks of when you're like, what do I want to be when I grow up? How did you fall into this world of pest control solutions?
So my mom and dad, my dad's been in the industry for over 40 plus years. Wow. And so he's just always been a technician. Huh. And I've kind of seen him have done the work. But of course, for myself, didn't think that I would be in pest control. So my mom and dad introduced me to the business. And so surprisingly, this is what I'm doing.
You said you didn't choose pest control. Pest control chose you in your bio.
Absolutely.
Now, when you say your mom introduced your dad, how exactly does that work? How did she land in it? And did they start their own business as well?
So my mom was just like, I'm trying. They were a young couple and she was helping her man look for a job. Just in a nutshell. And it was a pest control company next door where she worked. And she went in like, listen, you know, he needs a job. And the guy was like, bring him by tomorrow. I'll do an interview. And he's been in the pest control industry ever since. And he's worked at different companies.
Okay.
He's trained different people to go off and work, you know, for other companies doing important roles. And he just kept saying, you know, of course, go to school, get education. So that's what I did. I went off and I was a professor. I worked in IT, social work. And so he was just like, take this test. And I took it over and over again. I failed it over and over again until I finally passed it in 2016 and started the business in my living room.
Tell us more about that, because number one, I didn't know there was a test for pest control. Okay, what is on this test? What do you got to pass to be a pest control?
What bothered me is that I'm a professor taking a pest control exam. So I'm teaching hundreds of students CompTIA 801 and 802 courses for my IT people. So it's so technical. And so for me not to have been able to pass this test, it's a true testament to the pest control industry and how it looks so easy to just lay traps and glue boards, but it's really a science to it.
Yes.
You have to learn the biology. It's you're dealing with pesticides. You have to learn how to mix the pesticides. And so it is a true science. And we're licensed through the Illinois Department of Public Health. If you're in Florida, it's Florida Department of Public Health. So we are public health officials. We're essential workers. So I try to always mention that to let people know it's not just a field where it's just we're just doing things. Mm. It's a critical thinking piece and we are responsible for your public safety.
That is incredible. And now that you said it, it makes sense. This is chemistry in a nutshell. And we all know how hard chemistry was. You know, it's fun learning all the, you know, different formulas, but it certainly takes education. Like you need to remember a lot.
It's the public safety. And so we're dealing with pesticides, the biology of pests. They've been around since the beginning of time. So you have to know strategically what you're doing. Your lives are important. Let me say that.
Yes. And they're smart, these pests. And then also, you know, their implications. So you really have to know, okay, what does this do to humans? It does this to pests, but what will it do to us in, you know, 10, 20 years?
Yes. I think the public got a chance to see during COVID when everyone was at home.
Yeah.
We social distanced, but the pests did not. And people that thought that they didn't have pest issues because they were at home, they realized that they did.
Okay.
Because the pests know your structure way better than you. They are survivors. So they know how to coexist with us. We just don't know how to coexist with them. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I hope this doesn't make anyone's skin crawl this episode. But I think
I'm
this whole
sure
world.
Will.
No, this whole world is really incredible to me because, again, it's not something you think about as a career path. And you yourself, you said you went to school and you were studying something else. So what exactly were you studying?
So I received my bachelor's in psychology and I was going to be a lawyer.
Okay.
And then I start having children.
Okay.
And so I have three beautiful girls that help me run this company. They work at RB Pest Solutions. And I had to pivot. Because I'm like, okay, what can I do? And I had friends in IT and, you know, people that I knew they were doing pretty well salary wise. And so I said, let me go back. And I went and got my double master's. I got an MBA and a master's in information technology. And that's how I was able to teach all these entrepreneur courses and IT courses and was able to see a full circle moment. I was going to get an MBA and teach courses, not knowing that I was going to one day have my own business. So I knew how to write my own business plan. I started my own website. I did all my graphics. I did my logo. I've done everything from scratch. And so to get to this point, it's like, okay, now I need help. I can't continue to do about it.
Yeah. And when did you actually launch the business?
I launched it in 2016 in my living room.
Why did you decide to actually launch a business in this field? You know, you've done all that work, you got your MBA, like you said, you could have gone down a different path. So what made you decide to open this business?
I think because I decided to bet on myself, number one. And after failing that pest control exam, after the second time, it became personal. I said, okay,
it was personal to me.
This is not that deep in my mind. And so I kind of dove into the literature and start falling in love with ants and bees and how they reproduce and rodents and termites and bed bugs, all these little creepy crawling things, right? Yeah. But I start to get off into the biology aspect of it and how to keep the public safety intact, right? Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with it. So once I passed that test in 2016, I printed my business cards, I created my website, and I hit the ground running. I have not looked back since.
I love it. Yeah. Now, what were the first steps, though? So the website and logo, we all like to think that's the first step. But when it really comes to like earning your first dollar, what were some of those early steps?
The early steps is getting out there and getting customers. So I would park at the end of the block. And I would hit every building. And if they had information on the building, even right now today, I'll take a picture of it, send it to my lead, my sales lead, or I'll call. And it never stops getting customers. And then once you get the customer, you do a good job and ask them to refer you. Yes. If I did a good job. And if I didn't do a good, here's the part. If I didn't do a good job, give me critical feedback on what I can do to become better. And I always tell people that if it is something like constructive criticism, what happens is that when people share it with you, you're able to implement it and move it forward with the next customer. Yes. So it was viral marketing, and then us just standing by the integrity of the work. And as a result, we have become one of the leaders in pest control here in Chicago and in the Midwest. And we've made a name for ourselves nationally. So I'm grateful because we still do the same formula right now today. You treat your people well, you do a good job so that they can tell others, and you solve their problem.
Yes.
You be a part of the solution.
And that's important because I've heard you say that sometimes people want their client to be recurring, so maybe they won't solve the problem, but that's actually not a good way to go about, especially in this kind of business, right? You want to make sure people feel like, oh, they got to it.
Yeah. Because I mean, when people hear pest control, they think of contracts.
Yes.
They think of, okay, this person's trying to put me on a contract and they just want to come to my house even when I don't need them. And so I have created an environment that even customers or clients that are not our customers can give us a call and we'll walk them through how to use products that they purchased at our retail store. So they can get an opportunity to see, I'm trying to create a community around this.
Yeah.
I get a chance to hire in the community and people that look like me and give them opportunities, introduce them to this trade. So it's much bigger than just putting you on a contract. Mm-hmm. I want you to say, ever since they come to my house, I have not had an ant issue or any type of issue at all.
Yes. Now let's go back to that taking a picture of the building. You take a picture of the building, and before you had a sales lead and all of that, what would you do next?
So I would give them a call and I would say, hey, give us your worst pest control job. Are you having pest issues? Give us your worst job. Give us an opportunity. If we solve your issue, let's discuss ways to maybe work something out to have you on reoccurring services, or just call us when you need us. And most importantly, tell someone that we did an amazing job. And so from there, it was able to kind of organically grow. And then from there, also, once I did the job, I check in and make sure that they're satisfied. Okay. I'm such a big component on that. People sell all the time and want your services. And once you exchange the dollar for service, then it's now about, are you satisfied? Are you happy? Mm. It's like, I want to close the deal and make sure you're happy. So again, feedback is really important to me. So once I called, sent the email, did the job, and if they said they had pest control services, I said, okay, well, keep us in mind and I'll double back around. And, you know, maybe we can work with your current pest control company because we do other services that maybe your pest control provider don't do. So maybe we can collaborate and figure out a way. So I just always try to find a way to be a necessity of the person that I'm sitting in front of, because we are a one-stop shop. We have a retail store, we do services, and now we have products in Home Depot. So we are a one-stop shop.
I saw that. That's incredible. Before we get to that, all of the ways that you expanded, what were those initial first years like as far as building that clientele and earning enough revenue to continue to grow the business?
Oh, goodness. I feel like each phase that I've gotten to has been challenging, because the phase that it takes you to make a certain amount, when you're ready to kind of set a goal to make another amount, whether it's seven figures, eight figures, or you're just trying to make $250,000 to $500K, it's a different set of skills. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, you're just trying to get clients. And that's the goal, to get clients, to satisfy your clients, and to make sure that you are taking the revenue and you're putting it right back into the business. As you reach a certain point, that works on top of, you have to create systems and processes and remove yourself out of that seat and allow yourself to cultivate other leaders to sit in that seat, make decisions, and follow the processes and systems that you put in place. And then from there, as you continue to grow, it's different set of skills for each phase of the business, but it's challenging each phase. It's been challenging each one because you're learning new things at each phase. It's like you go back to zero and then you have to figure out how to scale from this point. Yeah. So it's been challenging even right now today. It's challenging. Yes.
And what kind of marketing did you invest in when you were starting out?
So marketing for me is I created my website. I did flyers. We did door knockers. I've had billboards. We've been on radio. We currently are working on our commercial now to be on reoccurring TV. I've always taken an opportunity and just recycled the budget, look at the marketing budget per quarter. And then from there, I take that and allocate those to marketing. And then I look at the numbers and see what works. Yeah. And based on what works, we'll just continue to reinvest in that area. Social media is huge for me. We have a huge social media following because we're just a presence and we provide tips and videos and opportunities. So social media has really been good as well. So I'm always taking it in that quarter, recycling it, and then figuring out a way to reinvest it.
That's really interesting. You would think social media about pest solutions wouldn't be that big or interesting. So what do you mean when you say you share tips? I find that really interesting.
Yeah, because with pest control, there's not one business that can do business without pest control. If you're purchasing a house, if you're opening up a restaurant, daycare, if you're closing on a home, you have to have a pest control component. You have to have an inspection and you have to be clear that there's no type of pest issue there, because you have to go through the Department of Public Health. It goes back to their license. So everyone needs pest control services. We're like the dentist. No one comes to us unless they have a toothache, but we like to get ahead of it. And we like to say, okay, let's create some preventative measures so that when you come to me, you're not like, okay, here go this pest control person just trying to get my money. Yeah. I'm hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you can just buy this little $10, $11 bottle, I'll save you tons of thousands of dollars along the line. Mm-hmm. So that's how the product became about. And that's the marketing tool, is real estate investors, restaurants, daycares, homeowners. Mm-hmm. You all need pest control and you need tips to stay pest free, because each season brings different pests. And so I like to educate people along the way.
What was that initial investment like to start this business?
The initial investment was me. Mm-hmm. I took the money from my last check once I resigned. And we put it into.
That's interesting. Okay.
I did. I was so excited that I passed. I was so
Sounds
excited
like
that I passed.
Too.
Excited I took so and ready to leave. Many, I took it so many times and I was so excited I passed that I resigned. I knew if I was not going to make this work, nothing else was going to work. And I just took the last couple hundred. When I say couple hundred, I mean couple hundred dollars and went and brought the pesticides needed to do the jobs, went door to door and just tried to collect as many clients as I can. And then where I was staying, they found out that I did start a pest control company in my living room and they gave me 30 days. So they kicked me out. So
Why?
At that moment,
why did they kick you out?
Yes. They stated that you could not start a business with your lease. And it's not like I was low income or anything like that. So she gave me 30 days to leave. And that was a very trying time for me because I have three children that's in high school and me and my husband was trying to figure out
what was against the lease. Was it, were you?
I guess it was because I was operating. So I was receiving revenue through the lease and it was something in the lease that I couldn't do an at-home business with the lease. So I couldn't. Right now today, I can't figure it out. People start home-based business all the time. But I guess because I was not the owner of the apartment and I was leasing the apartment, I guess whatever perimeters they had to get revenue from it while being a leaseholder, I broke the lease, she stated. And so she gave me 30 days to leave. And so that was a pivotal moment because it was either stop running this business that I believe in or hurry up and find somewhere in 30 days and change my children's school and figure out a way to continue to make this work. And it was the best decision I ever made, though.
What did you do?
Because I bet on myself. God is so good. I was able to move into something quadruple bigger. My children was able to be in a better environment. It was a better situation. And that's a testament to sometimes you're scared to take a leap into something better because you're comfortable with something where you are. And sometimes you have to have a hard push, like something that you think that is trying to bury you is actually working for you. And it's a rebirth. So that's why that situation taught me that when trying times like that happen, on the other side of it is amazing. That's when I knew for sure.
Someone needed that message today. Yes.
Listen, do not be scared. If something happens that puts your back against the wall to make a decision, I almost guarantee you on the other side of that decision is freedom.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Matt.
And Sean.
From Two Black Guys.
With good credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I love that. Someone needed that message today. Able to find, and you did it. I'm so proud of you, because now look at what you've built. But you know, yes, we would never know that looking at the business, that this is what happened when you were first starting out. You know,
yes.
Did you have a cushion for if it didn't work out?
No, because I was just starting the business. RB Pest Solutions has not taken out a loan. I used a couple $100s for my last check. I was banking on the customers that we did accumulate at that moment would just continue to be satisfied with the service and hopefully go with reoccurring service so that I can at least pay my bills. And it was a very difficult time because my children were in school and trying to figure it out with that. Yeah. And so it was really challenging trying to move and figure out what to do. But that was the best decision I ever made, is that woman kicked me out. And she's my client right now.
Get out. Wait, how did that happen? You got to tell that story. Like, how did that happen?
She contacted looking for a pest control company, not knowing I owned it.
Wow.
And she's one of my clients, and later found out that I was the owner who she kicked out.
Get out. Okay, so with regard to scaling the business, when did you decide to open a retail location, and what were the first steps that you took there?
So I think what I've been able to really do at each phase is figure out my customers' needs. Mm. As entrepreneurs and business owners, we're sometimes so busy with trying to sell that we're not trying to fit a need. And so each phase, we have the pest control services, but many people were saying, okay, I can do it myself. I have my husband at home. I have an uncle, brother that can come over. I don't need your services.
Right.
And so we said, okay, that's great, but they're not licensed and they don't know what to use. So just come by our store and we'll walk them through how to do it. Mm-hmm. And we opened up a retail store. And then that piece came into play. So now if you contact RB Pest Solutions and you don't go with the services, you can at least get the products and we'll walk you through how to do it safely. Because the most important part is for you to do it and do it safely and have licensed pest control technicians to speak with to do that. If you go to a store and go in the aisle of the store and all these pest products, you're like, which one is good?
Yeah.
But you get a chance to call us and we'll walk you through it. And then the third component was, wow, people are spending all this money. Mm-hmm. How can we save them money while we continue to grow? Yeah. And then we said, you know what? Bed bugs are thousands of dollars. If we create a product where people can travel safely and clean up their home safely and get rid of dust mites, bed bugs with this product, we'll catch them on the front end so we don't have to see them on the back end. Mm-hmm. That's satisfying a need. Mm-hmm. And so I learned this by being at the checkout aisle.
Oh.
And you're paying for things, but guess what? You have your gum right there. You have these little trinkets before you're paying for your actual items. That you forget, like, oh, this is a good idea. And you get to adding like $10 worth of that. That's what you do with your business. You fit a need and then you continue to figure out how to fit another need with your customers so that you become a one-stop shop solution for them.
Okay.
And that's what we've tried to do.
Did you keep the overhead low there, or at that point were you earning so much with the actual service-based business that you were able to reinvest it into the retail location comfortably?
So it was difficult it's difficult now because I think people assume that the product-based company is the pest control company.
Okay.
And it's two separate companies.
Ah.
You always want to take your money when it comes in. And the money is not your money. Mm. If you don't figure out a way to take the money that you get from any business and divide the money. So if it's a dollar and you got four quarters, you got a quarter. IRS got the other quarter. You're going to save the other quarter. And you're going to reinvest the other quarter. Mm-hmm. And if you don't create that formula with a dollar, you'll always be able to say, I don't have the money to scale.
Yeah.
Because you haven't disciplined yourself enough to separate the funds when they come in. Mm-hmm. If I had a $20,000 check, that cannot go in one place. Now, I may have $40,000 worth of bills.
Yeah.
So the $20,000 I need.
Yeah.
But the $20,000 cannot go in one place. Mm-hmm. And I think us as entrepreneurs make that mistake. So when it is time to reinvest in other great ideas, you don't have the money, or you can't pay IRS. You can't open up other divisions. You can't pay for someone to assist you or replace you so that you can work on the business and not in the business, because you haven't divided your money up properly. If I'm making sense.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. That's the word. So then now let's talk about these retail products. How did you develop those? Did you work with an external chemist, or based on, you know, what you studied, were able to develop it yourself?
Yes. So we were able to work with chemists and we developed it ourselves. We tested it ourselves for a whole year. That's the thing, is that as a pest control technician, we were like, we have to make sure that what we're using, this stands up against what we're using.
Okay.
So we talked about it. People knew we were working on a product, but not really. And then once we were able to safely say, oh my God, it killed it on the spot. Yeah. It got rid of, like, and it was great. And it was scent free, stain free. I use it. It was like, it's time to put it out and see what the masses say. And we put it out just in November of last year. It has not been even 6 months that we put it out, and we've been getting calls from all over the place about this product. And it's been amazing. And particularly the 3 ounce bottle with the travelers is the most popular because they're able to just drop it, put it in their purse bag and go.
So what's it called and what does it do? Is this specifically for bed bugs or is it also for dust mites and other things?
So based on the biology, I don't want to creep anyone out.
Oh, well,
it's bug strike. And if you put in woman in pest control, our whole story pops up, just in case you forget all these things that I'm talking about. But what it is, it's a stain and scent free liquid and it gets rid of bed bugs, dust mites. But if anyone knows about insects, insects are in one family, but you just name them dust mites, bed bugs, centipedes, millipedes. They can be these different names, but essentially they're one insect. They're one bug in one family. So this pesticide, it gets rid of bed bugs, dust mites, any type of insect in this family, which is your household insects, or when you go to the hotel and things like that. Now, dust mites are everywhere. People have allergy because of dust mites and allergens.
Yes.
And so as a result, you can use this product when you are changing your bed sheets and you're at home or you're trying to minimize and purify the air. It gets rid of the dust mites in your home, but it gets rid of the bed bugs as well. Or if it's in the early stages, which is when you go to your hotel room and you pull out your sanitizer and your 91% alcohol and you sanitize the room, now you have a product that actually tackles the eggs and the insect eggs in your room to get rid of them immediately. So you do not take them back home with you.
Sometimes when it comes to this stuff, especially stuff you can't always control, like if a hotel, you know, you just never know when a bed bug can come from. It can come from the airplane seat. You don't know, right?
Absolutely.
So it can feel overwhelming. Absolutely. Like I've seen people talk about, you know, all these different extreme measures they do. And yes, there's safety in that. But like realistically, are we always going to do each of these things? I don't know. So knowing that there is like a product that can help with that, that is really reassuring. Where and how do you test this kind of stuff?
So because we are pest control technicians and we do jobs every day, anytime a job came up that consisted of an insect, millipede, centipede, spiders, bed bugs, we secretly used our product opposed to the product that we typically use. And the customers didn't know the difference because the results were still there. And so that's how come we knew that the product worked and it worked even better. And so we figured we was on to something and we decided to put it out and it's been amazing.
All right. What's been the biggest investment, right? The services-based business, the retail location, or the product-based business?
That is a really good question. So RB Pest Solutions Services is going to always be my baby because it helped fund the retail and product.
Yes.
So it's an extension of it. With the service-based business, you exchange your money for time. In the product-based business, You don't, if once you put it out, now it's just a matter of getting it out to the masses nationally. Mm-hmm. So because we have the service-based business where every city and state I go to, I have to be licensed in there. Mm-hmm. I have to have an actual body there. Okay. It's different from the retail piece that I'm shipping these products nationally. Mm-hmm. And they're just off and doing what they're supposed to do without me physically being there. Yes. So the product piece is growing rapidly, which is part of now my issue, but it's a good issue to have because I have the service-based business, which is has me right here in one seat. You have to see me, but the products are like in people's hands that I do not know that are using them. Mm. They're doing reviews and sending it over. So in the long run, the product is what's going to touch everyone that the service-based business could not have. But the great part about it is the service base is fun. You get a chance to touch your clients and I get a chance to still know what I'm talking about. I can go on a job and still connect with the people and test the product out and make sure that it's still, you know, doing what it's supposed to do. And sometimes with the retail, once it's in retail and off and going, you can't quite do that. You don't have that luxury. So it has its pros and cons.
It has its pros and cons. Yeah. And I'm sure even you can charge more for the service-based business than the product, right? But then
there you
ultimately, you know, as you grow, you can have the product nationwide, worldwide, and that opens up more revenue. So that's very interesting to know because there's not often that I interview someone who has all three, all based around the same brand, right? That's an incredible accomplishment in and of itself. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
And I like that you still are in direct touch with your customer because that helps with marketing, marketing copy, speaking to pain points, or even just knowing which product to develop in the future.
Yes, yes. I mean, and that's the point of many people say, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a serial entrepreneur, but as you're starting out and growing, you want to still make sure that if I'm over here flipping pancakes and then I'm over here doing pest control, which is both, right? They're both are great because I'm a serial entrepreneur, but I'm more believable because everything is still in pest control and I'm, you know, certified in it. So I'm least able to people, but it's believable. Mm-hmm. Let me say that.
A lot of people lose money in the first few years of their businesses. What has been your experience with profitability?
So the mistakes that you make, it's very important that you implement them because, for example, when I first started, I was busy worried about getting clients, right? And so the clients would pay. But what happened to the clients that didn't pay after I did the services? So I had to say, hold on. We offered free inspections and a lot of people don't like the fact that when they call, we don't offer free inspections anymore. Some people are like, hey, why don't you do free inspections? But early on, we would have 20 jobs that they scheduled for inspections and maybe only three people went with services. And that's because when we got there, we would spend 45 minutes walking you through your home, what to do and how to do it. And then you would go to Home Depot and purchase everything I told you and do it yourself. So we learned that to weed out the customers that were serious about getting pest control is that we have an inspection fee now.
Okay.
But the inspection fee is only an inspection fee if you don't go with the service. Mm. So for example, if you decide to say, hey, you have given me everything I need, it was $50 to do it. Yeah. It was like, okay, it was, and you can go off and do what you need to do. Or if you decide to go with the service and we charge you $100, then the $50 is included in the $100. So it's not an inspection fee unless you decide to not go with the service. And some people are a fan of that model and some people are not. And I'm okay with it.
Yes. You got to be okay with people not liking everything, right? You got to do what's best for your business. Yes. That is really smart.
And because everyone's not your client.
Yeah. And I hope that helps some folks. I could see that applying to various industries, you know, consultation fee that's waived if you, you know, end up going with the package. So nice tip there. I like that. I like that a lot. Now, before we jump into the lightning round, I'd love to know, is this a line of business that anyone could get into? You know, how can you learn and study for this exam and start your own pest control business?
So if you go to the Department of Public Health in your city, they have pest control exam dates, study dates, material that you can study for. And then from there, while you're doing that, you have to work with a pest control company because you have to have so many hours of experience showing that, okay, I've worked in this industry. I'm serious about it. I'm going to take the exam. I'm going to pass it. And from there, once you get your license, then you can start doing pest control work. Because many people that have the license don't always want to start a business. And that's the thing, is that everyone these days, entrepreneurship is just pushed on. Like, everyone should be an entrepreneur. Everyone should be a boss.
Yeah.
Everyone does not want to be that. Yeah. Everyone does it. And so respecting that, and you know, so you can get a license and not have to open up a company, and you can work under your license and things like that. So, but yeah, that's how you would get into it and go from there.
Now we're going to do a quick lightning round. You just answer the very first thing that comes to mind. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, what is a resource that has really helped you in your business that you can share with the Side Hustle Pro audience?
My accountant.
That is a resource.
That is the most important resource.
Yes, yes. How did you go about finding your accountant?
Short story. I was looking for one. Someone referred this guy, but he was not taking on clients. And when I spoke with him, I said, hey, his clients is really huge. He's been doing it forever. Yeah. And he's like, listen, I'm going to take you on because of this referral. And I've been his client for the past 7 years. And he's not taking on any more clients because he's just that good. And I'm nervous when he retires. Oh, but man, it was a referral.
Okay.
And so I'm so mad because I can't refer him to anyone.
Oh, no worries. But we're going to keep on looking for you guys. All right. Number two, who is a non-celebrity Black woman entrepreneur who you would switch places with for a day, and why?
Oh, my goodness. Besides my mother.
Yes.
It would have to be Melanie Cooper. She's a serial entrepreneur that has just like started the After School Matters movement. Yeah, she's just an entrepreneur who really big in philanthropy and does amazing work. But Melanie Cooper is one that I followed, that I really like how she runs her businesses and corporations and things like that. And as a result, she's well known.
Okay, that's perfect. I love it. We have to look up Melanie. All right, number three, what's a non-negotiable part of your day these days?
I'm not doing anything I don't want to do.
Oh, I like that.
I have gotten so good. Oh, thank you. I've gotten so good. If it's your party, if it's your bar mitzvah, if it's important to you, I respect that. But if it's not what I want to do, I am not doing it anymore. I've done enough of that in my life.
Yes.
I've released myself of that burden of being and doing and operating in things that I don't want to do if I don't want to do that.
I love that. Woo.
I don't want to do it. Get somebody else to do it. I don't want to do it.
All right. Number four, what's a personal trait about you, Robbie, that has helped you be so successful in business?
I think paying attention to my GPS. Like for me, when things don't happen in the way that I want them to happen, or I hear no, I'm not rattled by it. I don't pout like, I didn't get it. It didn't work. I really feel like that is the universe GPS of attracting me to where I really need to go. So I don't look at things like, it wasn't for me. I didn't get it. I don't feel like I miss out on anything.
Okay.
Let me say that. I feel like everything that's for me is for me, and I don't miss out on anything that God has for me.
Yes, yes. And then finally, what is your parting advice for our listeners who want to be their own boss but are scared of losing that steady paycheck?
The paycheck is not a safety net. Nothing on this God's green earth is of certain and sure. If I can just release you of certainty and things are going to happen the way you expect them to, please release yourself of that. That just does not exist. That is a false, that's a false sense of living, is that things are guaranteed. Everything can happen in a blink of an eye. You create your life and your opportunities. Your paychecks that you get every 2 weeks is because of what you showed up to do. So imagine if you showed up and do something that you really wanted to do. it'll work in that realm as well. And this is not for anyone who works a 9-to-5 that's like, okay, be an entrepreneur. Because again, I want to stress, entrepreneurship is not for everybody. And I know many friends that don't want to be entrepreneurs. Yes. That's not what they want to do. But for if you're putting your energy into anything that you are miserable with and you don't want to do, thinking that that creates certainty, that is a whole, that's a big face lie. It doesn't work like
that. That's it right there. That's it. That's the quote. That's the snippet. That is it. And with that, where can people connect with you and RB Pest Solutions after this episode?
So if you put in woman and pest control, I pop up.
What? Robbie R. Smith. Come on, that's
yes. I pop up right by the billionaire Robert Smith.
Okay.
So it's Robert yes. Smith, Robbie R. Smith. So I'm on my way to something. Sign,
love
right?
It. Love it.
But also, we're located here in the city of Chicago. We do services in Indiana. Okay. You can find Bug Stripe.
Yes.
You can find it on HomeDepot.com.
Okay.
Online only.
Online only for
and
now.
Purchase it. It's $11.99. Yes. And you'll also be seeing more of me on your local television show weekly.
Hint, nice. Hint. Hint, hint. Can you tell us more?
No, I can't. No, I can't.
Oh, okay,
I shouldn't
okay,
have,
okay.
I shouldn't have said that much, but what I will say is people are so interested in what we're doing.
Yes.
We have been approached to do amazing things
I
and appear
it.
On
I love it.
Shows so that you all can see pest control yes. and actually what it is that we do. So fingers crossed you will be seeing us yes.
I know
a lot more frequently.
I know we'll be seeing yeah. you a lot more frequently. So we'll be replaying yeah. this episode and resharing and retagging every single
That's
time.
Right.
All right. Well, Robbie, thank you so much for being in the guest chair. And guys,
thanks for having me.
Of course. All right, guys, there you have it.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.